I've got in the paper kind of sort of a detailed discussion of master service agreements and drilling contracts and risk allocation in general. We've only got 3/4 of an hour, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through some slides that will really be quite fast, but hopefully will leave you with some overall issues to be aware of in the context of risk allocation in general, where master service agreements fit, and how drilling contractors tend to be risk allocation drivers. So the slides, I didn't finish them until last night, so they will be available online, but I don't know that you have them right away. If you have any trouble accessing them, just send me an email. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and look at what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about basic indemnity issues, basic insurance issues, and touch on restrictions on indemnity. And then we're going to go through some specific drilling contract provisions from the IEDC contract and look at some drilling pitfalls. And then I have some diagrams that try to show kind of when the indemnities work the way they're supposed to and when they don't. So with that in mind, we're going to be talking today primarily about what I call regardless of fault indemnities. There are several types of indemnities. You can have an indemnity, for example, in a purchase and sale agreement that's time-based. I'll indemnify you for anything that happened before I sold you the property, and you indemnify me for anything that happens afterwards. That may or may not be intended to be regardless of fault, but if you want it to be regardless of fault, you have to say so, because regardless of fault indemnities are generally allowed but not favored, and the courts will assume that if you say, I want indemnity for all claims arising out of X, that you did not intend to include your own negligence unless you specifically said so.